This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearny Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, here we are once again, Auto Talk Radio. You over there, Brendan?
Good morning,
San Diego.
Things
are going well. Things are going well.
So well.
So well.
Just an update for people for last week. It's funny enough. I asked you last week about my registration situation, right?
Yes.
Sure enough, as soon as I get home, I go to my mailbox. What's in there?
Your registration.
Boom, we are good to go. So it got sent on, when did I say it got sent on the 18th? Is that correct?
I believe so.
Okay, so it only took 2 days.
That wasn't bad at all.
Yeah, I was worried because again, like I had to redo it again, if I remember telling you the story. I spent money. I never got it received. So I paid for another one, which is another $15. It wasn't that much. So, and sure enough, I got it finally. So stickers on there, registration's in the car, we're ready to go. Hopefully I don't get pulled over anytime soon. So, but everything's going really, really well.
Nice. Yeah. Good stuff.
Car's running like a champ.
Like a top.
Like a top.
Running like a top.
That's right.
Yeah, very good stuff. Very good stuff. Oh, so San Diego and everybody else out there, welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning as we're discussing everything automotive related. If you want to get in on it, you got an automotive question or concern, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Taking calls now. Brendan's over there flipping switches and turning dials.
There we go. We got a call already. How about that?
Do we? Oh, wow. Look at that. So, good stuff. Just a couple things going on currently. Looks like Nissan to close the San Diego Design Center. As far as that goes, so let's see what that is about. I was reading up on it a bit. Nissan Motor Company is shuttering two global design centers by the end of the fiscal year 2025 as part of its plan to cut costs over the next 2 years. Company announced in September 16th press release. So, two of seven global design centers end of the year. So. Nissan's been struggling a little anyway, so. The automaker said its realignment of the global design operations will close sites in San Diego, California, and San Paulo, Brazil, per release. Staffing will be downsized at the company's design centers in London and Osogi in Tokyo, Japan, and will remain open as it will design hubs in Los Angeles and Shanghai. So they're going to close two or three of them and keep the others open. But anyway, always interesting. I'm surprised because remember there was that deal that they were trying to get purchased,
right?
By and Honda. Who was it? Honda and Toyota.
It was Mitsubishi. That was going to be a part of the deal, and Honda was going to buy both companies.
Gotcha.
I heard that news, and again, I'm not surprised that the deal fell through because my goodness, Honda wanted so much, and Nissan was like, no. We really wanted to do this kind of deal instead, specifically, almost like a loan for the company. But Honda was like, no, we want to flat out buy your company and things of that nature. And same thing with Mitsubishi. They came in at the very, very last second before before they said, you know what, we're done. We're not going to do this deal anymore. So. I thought this deal would have actually gone through. I thought there was at this point Nissan.
Nissan has definitely been financially struggling for a few years. So,
it definitely surprises me that they just decided, you know what, we're gonna keep trying out there and see what happens. But I really thought that again, Nissan had no leg to stand on, and they would have lost in this deal anyway. So, I really thought the Honda deal would have gone through and. Thus making Nissan a little bit more of a nicer name out there in the auto industry. People, stop naysaying them, please. Come on. Be nicer.
Be nicer. Okie dokie. Let's see. Hey, so, you know, regulatory uncertainty slowing U.S. electric vehicle adoption. Yeah, there's Stellantis cancels its electric Ram pickup truck amid slowing EV demand. Uh-oh, the trend is falling off. But Shell, this is something super cool. Shell unveils a thermal fluid that could cut EV charging times to under 10 minutes. How do you like that?
Okay.
The oil giant's EV plus thermal fluid significantly reduces thermal stress on EV batteries, the company said, allowing for much faster charging.
Well, what I will say, too, is, again, I mentioned this plenty of times on Auto Talk Radio, is that I am so, so impressed with the auto industry's technology area. They improve each and every single year. And, again, I'm not denying that by 2035, if the state mandate still goes through, I still think it's still inside a court system situation. But if by 2035... our technology gets to the point where it agrees with the market, then everybody would go to an EV kind of thing. But again, I rather still have that free choice.
We're
I don't
want to
be
to a full EV thing. That's never going to happen. I'm telling you now.
No, I'm saying that if the technology goes in the direction that we're going, then yes, we can probably go into that kind of market. But again, I still want that free choice. I still want to decide whether I want that combustible engine or not. Yeah. So that should be my choice, not the government's choice to force me to say, yes, you will buy this kind of vehicle, and that's all you're going to get.
Oh, your governor told you what vehicle you'll be buying.
You've been instructed. He is not my governor. You and Dave Stahl keep saying, hey, your favorite governor is. No, he's not my favorite governor. You get him out of my life, please. Thank you.
Well, we're not going to dive deep into politics. We're sticking with automotive, so we're not going to talk too much about him. But anyway, so this fluid contains proprietary technology that charges batteries from 10% to 80% capacity in less than 10 minutes. So there you go. Overheating when charging. The coolants can absorb and dissipate the heat in the batteries, generate ensuring stable temperatures and thus optimum battery performance. So that's probably going. So leave it to a gasoline company to come up with something for an EV car. Well, they got to stay important, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because if the market goes the way of the EV, oil companies and gasoline companies are going to have to figure out, well, we got to make money some other way, and you know, here's another way.
Well, yeah, and look, even Acura's ending its U.S. production of its electric ZDX. It's getting rid of that car. So, yeah, manufacturing of the vehicle is taking place at GM Spring Hill, Tennessee plant through a partnership with the automaker. Honda Motor Corp is ending U.S. production of all electric Acura ZDXs. A spokesperson for the automaker confirmed an email on Wednesday. Dealers have been notified that they will receive no further allocations of the vehicle. Move comes as EV sales have cooled and regulatory shifts led many vehicle manufacturers, including Honda, to adjust electric vehicle production investments to meet market conditions. Well, if they're smart, they are. If they're not selling that many, then turn them down, right? So, although, folks, as we know, we were just talking, Brendan really wants electric car. That's his next production. That's his next thing.
No, again, hybrid.
Oh, hybrid.
Again, I'm waiting for that Ford Maverick where...
Make sure you stick around with that hybrid so we can put a battery in for you.
Yeah, I know. South. It's going to be super. But nevertheless...
we were just talking about financing baseball. You're going to have to finance a battery for your car.
Yeah, our off-topic thing was how the Padres had to take out a loan a few seasons ago, and they were such in a panic. Yep. And I was saying, we were probably the last team ever in Major League Baseball to not take out a loan for paying off players. So,
see, and I didn't even know they did that until you just told me.
Yeah, so we sell out every single game. We sell out season tickets by the forkload. So we'll be just fine, in my opinion. We will be just fine in terms of just sales and numbers and money going into the team. We make tons of money merchandise-wise. We make tons of money going to the game. So now it's just a matter of transferring that to a World Series win finally at some point.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck.
Especially this season.
And Toyota recalls 94,000 EVs for windshield defogger malfunctions. Off the top of that, after Brendan took out a a loan to pay for his EV battery, his hybrid battery. Interesting. So, hey, have you ever seen the CarWise, the you ever been to Scottsdale and seen the cars that are self-driving, the taxis?
Yeah, the
what are they called?
They're not called the Waze cars, are they?
No, there's something else, I think.
Okay, but yes, no, I have seen those.
They're interesting and scary.
Yeah. Yeah. I personally don't find them trustworthy. I saw a video earlier this week where they did not recognize that there was a whole line of preschool children crossing the street.
What? So did it run over them?
No, luckily. Your microphone.
You're cutting out, man. The talk thing don't work, and your microphone's not working. I'm gonna have to come over there and tune your studio up here in a minute. Are you talking now? Well,
I'm plugging it back in.
Yeah, we can hear that. Okay. Yeah.
Jeez Louise, this microphone. Anyways, luckily it only bumped the very tail end of a teacher that was at the end of the line, but it kept scooting slowly and slowly and slowly.
Oh, so it wasn't just like cruising down the road and came blowing through.
No. I don't know why it was in the middle of an intersection, mind you.
Dude, all you need is one sensor on one of those to go bad and it goes south quick.
It's Waymo, by the way. Waymo is.
Yeah. There. So, Lyft and Waymo are to bring RoboTaxi to service to Nashville. Yeah, rideshare provider Lyft is wading deeper in the autonomous vehicle space with Lyft and AV startup Waymo, partnering to launch Waymo's robo-taxi service in Nashville, Tennessee in 2026.
So we got Phoenix, we got Austin, I believe, also has these now, and now we got Nashville.
Do we have any in California?
I don't think so.
Probably not. I wouldn't. If I owned these things, I wouldn't put them in California because this is the happiest Sioux state in the world.
Actually, yeah, we have them in we have them in San Francisco and Los Angeles. Wow. Right now. So, right now on the wait list is Silicon Valley.
Oh, for robotaxis.
Correct.
Good stuff there.
Is it? I'm not looking forward to it personally.
You're not.
No. Some other ones that have been announced include. Dallas, Seattle, Washington, D.C., New York, which that one's going to be fun, I bet, and Denver and Miami.
Here's a good one for you.
Go for it.
In the news, go for it. Oh, go for it. Dive. A former Tesla employee, your favorite word, T, is suing the company and robot maker Funk for $51 million. After an industrial robotic arm allegedly threw him to the floor and knocked him unconscious while working on the equipment. He was working on the robotic equipment and it threw him to the floor. I'm thinking he made a mistake.
Yeah.
Something went wrong.
Probably. And or Elon Musk has ears on the
walls. Here's
his
name. Peter Hinterdoppler. That's his name.
That is a very interesting
Was helping name. A Tesla engineer disassemble a Funk industrial robot when the robot's arm suddenly and without warning struck the technician with the force of an approximate 8,000-pound counterbalance weight. According to a complaint filed in the Northern... Of course it was filed in California. Hinterdoppler allegedly suffered physical, emotional, and financial harm, including approximately $1 million in medical expenses to date. Well, if he got taught, he was thrown like a rag doll is what it was.
Probably.
Yeah, man. 93 injuries from 77 robot-related incidents from 2015 to 22.
Do I think he's going to get all that money? No. But do I think he's
going to get some attorney's going to get $25 million of
it. Probably, yeah.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. Good car stuff. Oh, I don't know. And there's always something out there, right?
That's right. Oh. I mean, I got a bunch of other ones here, too.
You do? What do you got?
Recalls. In terms of recalls, we had Volvo. Not Volvo. Sorry. Ford. 115,000 Ford pickup trucks got recalled due to a steering column issue. I felt like we talked about this, but I guess they expanded it even more. These are covering F-250, F-350, and F-450s.
What's the concern with the steering column?
It says here that the steering column upper shaft may separate from the steering column itself. So.
Whoa, that could be a problem.
Very much so. And they're looking at 2020 through 2021 models for those. So if you are part of those make and models, definitely check to see if your vehicle is...
Which trucks are included in? F-150?
It's F-250, F-350, and F-450 specifically.
Gotcha.
And then one more recall, and then we have Toyota Supras, part of big BMW recall over engines that may catch on fire here. The NHTSA show that the recall stems from corrosion in the engine starter, which may lead to a fire.
What car is this on again?
This is for 2019 to 2022 Toyota Supras.
Oh. There's not a lot of them out there.
Yeah. BMW recalling 196,000 and more vehicles that are equipped with a B48 four-cylinder engine specifically for that. Otherwise, again, just some other stuff that like sounds cool, like Ford is developing a hybrid Mustang. That sounds pretty cool.
Yes,
to me.
They are.
Volkswagen aims to remove buttons in their cars.
I thought we were going back to buttons. Didn't we have this conversation?
I thought so too, but Volkswagen wants to be all cool and hip, and they're putting a patent in for this new technology they'll have where it'll be a universal device input situation instead of buttons per se, they say. Volvo's having a new hybrid model, and it's going to be built in South Carolina, and it should be released by 2030, they said. Jeep is pulling the plug on a hybrid Gladiator 4XE, a plug-in hybrid.
Oh, so, they're getting rid of it?
Yeah, I thought that because I thought that they were it was going to be pretty big, especially with Stellantis being, you know, shuffling product stuff left and right. So, I mean, I thought this would have been a huge hit, but apparently not. Because I could have sworn Dave Stahl reported one time during an off-road show, news show, saying that off-roaders would like to try more hybrid or electric type off-roading vehicles for sure. They want just to see how it feels for them.
So. Yeah, just to see how it feels for them. All good until you drag that battery across a rock and rip it open.
It's true. And then last one I do have for you, Tom Mantano. He was known as the father of the Mazda Miata. He passed away this week at the age of 76. He was the one that designed.
Guy.
Yeah, he was the one that designed the first generation Miata back in the day. So,
And some other news: Jaguar Land Rover hit by a cyber attack at the end of August that forced it to shut down its IT networks and manufacturing operations.
Oof.
It has confirmed vehicle manufacturer will not restart its factories until October 1 at the earliest. The BBC has reported the shutdown is costing JLR some $70 million a week in lost production, and that several of the company's smaller suppliers are facing bankruptcy as a result.
So is this coming from a headquarter area?
Yeah, they could lose as much as $4.7 billion if JLR is unable to produce vehicles until November.
And isn't this an Indian company?
What's that, Jaguar Land Rover?
Yeah, I could have sworn they're from India, if I remember right.
Well, it looks like, no, I don't know. That BBC's reporting it, but that doesn't mean it's in Europe. I don't know.
Oh, no, they're British.
Okay. Are they? British. Yeah, it's always been a British company. Jaguar and Land Rover are British cars.
Yeah, but I could have sworn something about
that somebody
India.
From India bought it, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, anything's possible.
Huh.
So,
am I confusing it with another car company? Hold on.
So, a group calling itself Scattered Lepsis Hunters, Lepsis Dollar Hunters, which has been behind several, what a name, cyber attacks on major British retailers. Yeah, they're British. Has claimed responsibility for a JLR hack. The automaker, which has factories in UK, Slovakia and India, they have factories in India. So that's probably where you got that.
Gotcha.
And directly employs more than 30,000 people, said 2 weeks ago the hackers may have stolen data in the attack, but has declined to reveal any specific details. Another car taken down.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. That's just what it is, huh? The attack also follows reports JLR has delayed the launch of new electric Range Rover and Land Rover models. So
not surprised on that. I know there was another really big cyber attack on a
automotive wise.
Yeah, I remember it was actually on a system that your company was affiliated with, if I remember correctly. Huh. It had something to do with
I was affiliated with a cyber attack? Is that what you just said?
No, the computer.
Like, thanks for throwing me in that bucket.
No. A computer system that you guys use at your sites, I believed, I thought. If not.
You mean a software that we use?
Yeah.
Mitchell?
Was it Mitchell that was cyber attacked? I don't think so. I want to say it was just after COVID it happened, I want to say.
It wasn't Mitchell. So, yeah. No? Okay. No, I wouldn't remember that.
It must have been some big car company, and it had to do with car sales then, if that was the case.
Yeah, we don't sell any cars.
No, I know you don't. I'm just trying to remember, because I remember, I want to say it was Ford. They had to shut down their dealerships.
Could have been software attack. Somebody got attacked.
Something like that.
Somebody's always getting attacked. Not the way it works.
Cyber-wise, too, yeah.
But here's a last thing before we take a break real quick. Volvo's next big SUV will be built in the U.S. So we don't know exactly what it looks like, but Volvo has confirmed that fourth new model will be built at its plant in Charleston, South Carolina. The facility already builds the Volvo EX90 and Polestar 3. And we'll add the company's bestseller, the XC60, starting in late 2026. So Volvo's doing okay, it appears. Volvo. All right, folks, we're talking about anything automotive. We're actually going to talk a bit about all the vehicles on the road and the risk you run if your vehicle's not stopping properly. It's one of the things we're talking about today, but we'll talk about anything automotive related. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio, 1-888-344-1170. Hey, a couple things. Just a reminder, the West Automotive Group sponsoring Trunk or Treat at the San Diego Auto Museum. It'll be Saturday, October 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brendan's going, right? You're going to go trunk or treat it, right?
Yep, I will be there dressed up like a pumpkin, so you see the world's biggest pumpkin.
What's little Russie going to be?
A pumpkin as well.
He's going to be a little pumpkin.
Yeah.
Is your wife a pumpkin too?
She will be a pumpkin.
You're all pumpkins?
Yeah.
Are you coming from the pumpkin patch?
Probably. If you see a person that looks like the cutest pumpkin, that would be my son. And then the cuter pumpkin would be my wife.
Oh, so, there you go. There you go. And you're going to be what, the biggest pumpkin is?
Yeah, it? Probably. I'm not pretty cute, unfortunately. Sorry.
You're not very cute?
No, not very
cute. Okay. Well, I'm not even going to weigh in on that one. But Trunk or Treat, yes, there at San Diego Auto Museum. Super great. You should check it out. And also, the San Diego Auto Museum has the Podium Club. They're launching this prestigious new membership. In June, they launched it, actually. It mimics the checker flag at the Peterson Museum. First outing with the Podium Club will be October 18th. They're targeting car enthusiasts. Logo's pretty cool that they have. Members enjoy exclusive access to private car collections, special travel experiences, special events, 15 guest passes per year to the museum, 50% additional guest passes, 50% off additional gas passes, 20% off private event bookings, parking pass for museum's private lot, no need to look for parking in Balboa Park, plus more. First event is scheduled October 18th in Julian. For more information, visit sandiegoautomuseum.org, or you can email Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-I at sandiegoautomuseum.org. If you're interested in being part of the Podium Club, check it out for sure. Good stuff.
Very quickly before you move on to the next thing, I did look it up. I was thinking of CDK Global. This is a software provider for auto dealerships.
Yeah, we don't use that.
No, I know. I do apologize for that. I was misremembering, but this was back in June 2024. I thought it was much later than that. So
I think I remember something about this.
It affected over 15,000.
They ended up paying, didn't they?
I don't remember on that one. I just know that businesses, dealerships specifically, got delayed for almost a week or so for selling any cars, for that matter. It affected over 15,000 dealerships in the U.S. and Canada, this sort of deal.
That's expensive.
Mm-hmm. So a new study was recently posted saying that the auto industry is the most vulnerable industry for cyber attacks, and they are rising each and every single year. In 2024 alone, and this is, keep in mind, this is international numbers, 215 cyber attacks on the automotive industry. The number seems to be increasing each and every single year. This year, they're expected to, it looks like double the amount this year, possibly. So
gotcha.
Be very, very careful when you're out there working in that industry and not opening up certain emails, for sure. You'll learn the hard way on that one.
Yeah. You learn the hard way?
No, you'll learn the hard way.
Oh, if you open it? I'm not opening those emails. No. I just delete them.
I'm just talking to those people who happen to.
Also, all the texts that you get that are like, hey, haven't seen you in a long time. Do you get a bunch of texts like that?
No, I will get random numbers, and I'll say you have the wrong number.
Oh, I don't even reply. I don't want them to know I exist. I just hit if you hit to block, then it deletes the message and blocks them permanently. That's what I want. Go away.
Last one said, oh, that person's five. I thought that person wrote a five, but I think it's a six on that number. So
it's weird text messages like, hey, we haven't talked in quite a while, or things like that. One of them had my name.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's weird. I blocked that one too quickly. Bleep. Goodbye.
No wonder you haven't been texting me back. No,
I know.
I'm just joking.
I know. You know, it is what it is. Hey, folks, do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up there in North County for over 32 years now. And along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved out there in East County, taking care of folks for well over 12 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified right there in Central San Diego, taking care of folks there for well over 8 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall, right in the Golden Triangle over there, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks over there for over 6 years now. And of course, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, right up there, North County Coastal. You can see the ocean from the parking lot. AAA approved, taking care of folks up there for over 2 years now as part of the West Automotive Group. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees, come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. That is, we believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in and have your vehicle serviced, repaired, and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about for sure. And the West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs. This helps a lot of folks out. See folks all the time getting our card, and you can use it over and over again, whatever you need, service, repair, but it does save you from using your other cards and gives you 6 months of that interest-free, which is good when it comes to repairs. Get in and take advantage of our diagnosis team for sure. As I tell folks all the time, the best money spent on any repair is on the diagnosis with a qualified technician at a quality facility, plain and simple. If you're having a transmission concern, drivability concern, and so many things with cars these days are interconnected as far as that goes. We get people all the time in that think they're having a transmission concern, they're having some other kind of drivability concern not even related to the transmission. So this is why it's so important to do a proper diagnosis without question. Because we do see people that have had transmissions replaced and show up and not good because their problem's still there and it wasn't a transmission and they spent a bunch of money. So The best thing I could tell you is make sure the vehicle is diagnosed properly, no matter what concern you're having with it. But we're there for you, whether it be transmission, drivability, cooling system, AC, any concern that you have. Hop on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment, get your vehicle in. We'll get it diagnosed properly for you by our master certified technicians. In doing so, eliminates unwanted parts replacement and saves you thousands of dollars over a lifetime for sure. We offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home and low-cost rental vehicles always. You can also jump on westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, known as X, or Instagram. Just go to westautomotivegroup.com and do so. We send little tips and tweets and all kinds of cool stuff out that has to do with cars and everything else. Of course it has to do with cars, right, Brendan? Very important stuff.
Sorry. I was texting my wife. Yeah. Of course, it has to do with cars.
You were texting your wife?
Yeah. She's texting me saying I'm listening to you right now.
Oh, no. So she heard you say that Rusty's the cutest little pumpkin.
Oh, well, now she did. She literally just said, I just turned you on just now. So. Oh,
gotcha.
Hello, Shelly. Good to hear from you. And if Russell's awake, say hi to him for me or hi,
little,
Russell.
Little Rusty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, sorry, little Rusty. You can go to West Automotive Group 2 and click on Auto Man Segments or Auto Talk Radio, where you can pick these up. Or you can go grab the podcast from Apple Podcasts, Google, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeart, or Radio.com and tune in. All available for your listening pleasure. But you can also email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. But for now, jump on the line. Give us a call at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We'll answer any automotive questions you do have. Let's see what Bodie's got going on. What's happening, Bodie? What's up, my friend?
Good morning.
Good morning. What you got going on automotive-wise, my friend?
On the what's my brand name on my car?
Nissan?
Oh, the Nissan, yeah.
The Nissan.
Yeah, runs good. I don't know if I ever asked you, I want to, the something's leaking oil on the driver's side.
Uh-oh.
I may have asked you before. I want to steam clean it. Can I do it from the top or just the bottom? Because I don't want to get the plug wires and stuff wet.
Well, I'd do it from, if you do it from the bottom, you're better off. We don't want all that water sitting on top of the motor.
Yes. So just wipe it down with some disposable cloths or something.
Yes. Yep. Is it? Okay. It look like engine oil? Does it look it looks like engine oil leaking? Yeah, we're gonna want to get that in anyway. The motor on that's all covered. So if we get a gasket leaking or something, let us know. What's that?
I'll clean it. Yeah, I'll clean it first.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, and then we can double check it.
And then the top I'll do with some cloth and then get it all tidied up.
Yep.
And also the motor mount is swollen on the driver's side.
Is that the side the oil's leaking on?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That'll happen over time if we continue with an oil leak right on the rubber. Tends to tear them up. So anyway. Okay. But yeah, let us know. We'll get her in and get her looked at.
Yeah. And the other thing is I may have asked you this before. The oxygen sensor light came out. I went to AutoZone and they got it shut off and it never came back on again. That's something we can check when the car comes in?
Yeah, depending on did you clear it out or they just checked it for you and it shut off on its own?
I have no idea. We can I'll put that on the list.
When you said oxygen sensor, the check engine light came on and there was actually there's an O2 sensor light.
Oh, I think it was O2 sensor.
Oh, there's an O2 sensor light? That's,
I think so.
Yeah, so at certain mileages, Nissan had those on certain cars, and it's when they wanted you to replace the oxygen sensors on the vehicle. At certain mileage, the light would come on. So that doesn't mean there's a problem. Just means that. But you can show us what light, and we'll double check for sure.
And the other thing is, I was in AutoZone the other day, and they got about 25 or 30 additives. STP and this company and that company. Should I be using any additives or just straight oil?
Oh, as far as in the engine oil, no, don't add anything to that motor. Just this high quality engine oil is the best.
That's the best.
You okay. Use the right weight that's required for that vehicle, and you'll be doing good.
Yeah, I think it's the 530 on that motor.
I believe there's so many different, just depends. But yeah, I think so. I think it's 530.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then what else? Bum, bum, bum. Any auto shows this weekend?
Nope, no auto shows going on, huh, Brendan?
Nothing in town, at least. It's all up in L.A.
There's not even a Cars and Coffee here in San Diego?
No, again, there are a few, but they're not like for any and charitable
events. Just the regular cruising one.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. So, nope, not much going on.
Oh, the other thing is, I won't name the name, but I called the Auto Electric, and I said to the guy, I said, how much to put fuel shut off or gas shut off. And the guy goes, well, that's about $500. I said, there's a plastic shield over that ignition switch. I said, you look underneath, I'll bring you the wiring diagram from Nissan. And he goes, that's $500. I'm like, okay, I'll be right over.
Yeah. You're like, I'm good. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
But also when I bring the car in, I'll have one of those installed.
Okay. Yep. That's not too hard to do. Super easy.
Yeah. So
that's the best option.
So we're good for now, and I still respect your encyclopedic knowledge of automobiles and people.
Well, thanks. Thanks for listening in. That's why they allow us to do this. Brendan, how is your knowledge going on automotive stuff?
It's ever so growing, let me tell you right now.
It is. Yeah. Brendan learns something every time we do a show.
Very quickly, Bodie, because I got to go get the phone. It's ringing right now. Okay. My dog was having a bad day. Do you know how?
How?
I asked him how it's going. All he could say was rough.
There you go.
Well, here's one for you.
Go.
I was at a cocktail party. And it was for people who spoke, polyglots. They speak more than a couple languages.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a St. Bernard there dressed up in black tails and coats and, you know, very speaking in proper English accent. And the guy comes up, the host comes up to him and he goes, hey, he said, this is a party for polyglots. People speak more than one language.
Uh-huh.
He said, what other language you speak? And the dog looked at him and went,
Brendan can't do the drum thing. He's busy on the phone right now talking to somebody. So,
all right.
All good. Hey, great to talk to you, my friend. Do you want us to leave you hang on there so you can listen?
Yes, please.
Will do. Will do. You take care now. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Bye.
Bye. All right, folks. So a couple things. Steve, a listener, actually just emailed in. He said, hey, I heard you talking about the $51 million suit involving a robot incident at Tesla. Most companies have extensive safety training involving de-energizing equipment before servicing. Most companies require you to participate in an annual safety training, in accordance with California law, of course, yeah. The removal of energy to a piece of equipment is called lockout or tag out, which we used to use in the military with aircraft too. I did. Which is supposed to, when you like unplug a piece of equipment, Bodie wants you to leave him hanging on.
No, I did. Okay. I got that.
When you unplug a piece of equipment to work on it or something like that, you tag it out so somebody can't come along and plug it back in on you.
Right. So basically Steve is saying that he's expecting him not to win a single cent off of this court case because, well, he did the training. He should have known the background information and all that stuff. For me,
yeah, I agree with him, though. He said unless Tesla was not in conformance,
right.
I suspect the technician led a role in the accident, which is what I said, too. He didn't follow some safety procedure he was supposed to, I bet you.
For me, technology is so unpredictable. I 100% believe that, again, and maybe I am biased because, again, I hope Tesla is just squandering and I can't stand the company and all that stuff and blah, blah, blah. And every time I see a Cybertruck, my steering wheel starts to shift towards that Cybertruck for some reason, wants to scrape it. But that's just a personal belief on that one. But nevertheless, in today's society, we seem to give people a certain amount of leeway when it comes to certain things, especially against corporate businesses too.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, I think he might win some money. Do I think he's going to win all of his 51 million?
Yeah. No, he's shooting in the dark. He's going for high numbers.
I doubt he's going to get that. If anything, he might get $50 million less than that, honestly, and that's about it. So, you know what? Again, we're gonna wait and see. I personally am not gonna follow this story too much because, again, I don't think it's gonna hinder the business of Tesla
customers. Not buying it, are you?
No, I'm not buying it too. So,
Brendan's not buying into it, folks. This is what happens, you know, when Brendan doesn't believe in you, he just says so. I don't believe in you. Huh, Brendan?
I'm a direct person is what you can call me.
You are a very direct person. All right. Hey, let's grab Gary in Alpine real quick. Are you there, Gary?
Hey, guys. Enjoy your program.
Thanks.
My Volvo needs an oil change, 2007 Volvo.
Okay.
And it calls for Castrol 5-weight 30 is what I used last time at the dealership. I'm going to come to you guys this time. Do you have that oil there?
Yep. We use full synthetic. Is what we use too for them. So
it was done last time too. And what's that going to cost me ballpark?
Full synthetic with everything's probably right in the $90 to $100 range, right in there.
No, do they do a 10-point check like your fluids?
We do a 40-point actually. We check the brakes and all that. Brakes, belts, hoses, fluids, stuff. Yes, absolutely.
Great. My other question is, I keep having this sign on my dash saying, tire pressure system service required. Is that something I need to worry about, or is that something you flip a switch, or do you know?
We'll have to take a quick look. That's not a common flag that should come up. What does it say again?
Tire pressure system service required.
Oh, it might have. So what it's probably picking up is on one of the tire pressure monitor sensors in one of the tires. The battery's probably starting to go low on.
Oh, okay, because I check the pressure, you know, several times a month, and it's all good. So, but it makes me worry when I see that pop up.
Yeah, I bet you anything, it's picking up a weak signal from one of them, so it believes that the battery's starting to go bad, which happens on those. And when the batteries go bad, you got to replace them in the wheel. But yeah, what year did you say this Volvo was? 07?
2007.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I mean, it's yeah.
Now, do I need to make an appointment or just come in, or should I call and make an appointment? Or
you know what? You can call and make an appointment. It's great. As far as that goes, it's usually best. You were going to go to El Cajon, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, or jump on westautomotivegroup.com and just make an appointment online. You can do that too.
Okay, good deal. My other question was, my wife has a 2016 Ford C-Max hybrid,
mm-hmm.
and it needs tires, and we've been told that they recommend you go to a heavier duty tire or whatever because of the battery weight. Is that true or valid?
There are specific tires for EVs and hybrids, and they tend to last longer. Now you don't have to go to a specific manufacturer, but you're going to want a specific model tire for a hybrid. Yes, absolutely. Otherwise, if you put the wrong tires on it, you'll go through the tires rather quickly.
Okay. I thought I'd heard you say that before, so I told my wife, I said, I'm going to check with Brian to make sure on this, because, boy, those tires can be expensive.
Yeah, they're not cheap. That is for sure, without question. They're not cheap. But, yeah, the problem is if you use a one that's not designed for that hybrid or EV, you'll go through them rather quickly, and then it becomes really expensive because you're replacing tires like crazy.
Yeah.
So we try to avoid that.
I need to get my daughter's Volkswagen Tiguan in there for a diagnostic, but I'll worry about that.
Let her know.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I call that thing a Tiguan. I don't know. I don't know how it's supposed to be pronounced, but that's what I've always called
it. Yeah. All right, guys. Enjoy the program. Thanks much.
Thanks for listening, Gary. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. Take care now. Bye-bye. All right, folks. We're going to take our last break here real quick. 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these short messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back here to Auto Talk Radio. Doing everything fun. Automotive-wise fun, huh, Brendan?
I feel like every week is a fun week in automotive industry. So
it is. Hey, real quick, I want to remind everybody, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We only stock Interstate Batteries at the West Automotive Group. So if you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, get in, get a battery installed by us. It'll be an Interstate. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive, Miramar, La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality. There is no question. Number one technician recommended battery, for sure. All right, let's grab Bruce real quick. Try to roll through these couple guys. You there, Bruce?
Good morning.
Good. Yeah. Good. How are you?
Fine. You know, last week you talked about a Pacer that you saw listed, and you know
what other car we got talking about too off line. A gentleman that emails back and forth with us, the Gremlin. He said, "Would you take a Gremlin or a Pacer?" And I said, "Well, the super cool thing about a Gremlin was there was a V8 option for it." It was a very small car with a V8, AMC V8 in it, so you could get it that way too. So it was cool, but not to take away from your Pacer thing, but the fishbowl car, as we call it. Did you have something to add to that?
Well, yeah, you know that the Pacer, Gremlin, Hornet, and the 1984 Jeep Cherokee, mm-hmm. and Neon, all from the same designer, and that was the Escondido resident, Richard Teague. Mm-hmm. But the reason I was calling is you mentioned that the car was notably underpowered, and that's not AMC's fault. That car was designed around the rotor, very lightweight and powerful rotary Wankel engine. Mm-hmm. That engine was going to be sourced by General Motors, and just when the Pacer was ready to go into production in 1975. GM backed out of it. So Pacer had to shoe in a very heavy, much less powerful inline six, and that accounted for the poor performance. But nevertheless, that car in its first year sold almost more than 186,000 vehicles. So
yeah, no, my mom tried to win one every chance she got. She wanted one of those cars. I don't know, but my mom had, I remember they bought a brand new Pinto, my mom and dad did, and had a nice little Pinto. We had that Pinto all the way to my younger brother, Kevin, was in an accident and it totaled it. So, luckily he walked away without a scratch, so it all worked out. But,
that was another reason why Pacer was so heavy, because they had all the safety built into a heavyweight frame construction to make up for all of that glass that was in it.
So, oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely, definitely cool kind of cars of the past, without question. So
any one other thing that might interest you guys, you may have seen it. It comes up as a pop up on YouTube if you've gone to a lot of auto sites, and that's introduction of a 2026 Plymouth Roadrunner.
I saw that. So hopefully we'll see. There's so much AI stuff out there, though. I never know what's really going on and what's not, you know. So
it's strictly AI, and the Chrysler website says absolutely nothing about it.
And you need to do that research when you see that stuff, for sure, because like I said, as you said, Bruce, there's so much AI stuff out there now, but it is cool looking. So, you know, it's fun to watch. Just need to know what's real and what's not.
Yep.
So
okay, well, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir. You have a wonderful, safe weekend. Take care now.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye. All right, we're going to have to wind this down. Where are we at, Brendan? What are we running?
We're literally at, I want to say, like, 50 seconds.
Oh, we got 50 seconds. That's a long time.
Yeah.
So the best thing to say then is, you know, sorry, Alan, I'm not going to get to you on your smog question, but email me if you want, autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com, or give me a call next week, one of the two. San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up, right, Brendan?
That's right.
That's the way we want to keep it.
We didn't get to our topic. We were busy with all these auto news.
Just talking about everything else. Yeah. So that's okay. We got lots to talk about always.
That's for sure. Yeah.
That's for sure. Automotive fun. Everybody be safe. Have a great weekend. You've been listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be back next Saturday. Make sure and tune in. Take care now.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.